Among the main reasons that families with young children move out of cities and into suburbs is that urban areas often have terrible schools. Cities lose people, and working parents face long commutes back into downtown. There's a cost to the environment, too, as more infrastructure has to be built to serve people spread out over larger areas. Bartley Danielson, a business professor at North Carolina State, says one of the ways to change all that is to provide more school choice in cities. Your basic case for school choice, increasing school choice, is that it would allow families in cities with school-aged children to stay in the city rather than expanding out into the suburbs.
That's, in a nutshell, the argument.
Talk about the environmentalist dimension of this first. Why is it good to keep people in cities?
Let me give you an example here. I used to live in Naperville, Illinois, but I worked in Chicago. I worked in Chicago at DePaul University. Naperville's 30 miles away. The reason I was in Naperville was the schools are good there. I had children, so I was willing to make this sacrifice and make this long commute. There are thousands and thousands of people in Chicago making the same commute, congesting the roads, creating CO2 emissions, other pollution. There's a tremendous amount of money spent on infrastructure just to get people from where they live to where they work. If people could live near where they work, then their lives would be better, and the lives of the people in cities would be better, the ones that are currently being left behind in not just bad schools, but concentrated poverty.
What are the numbers that you have that show that, you know, X number of people are motivated to leave a particular area at because of that?
Well, one of the things you can look at is the number of 5 to 9 year olds in an area compared to the number of 0 to 4 year olds. In Naperville, there are 40% more 5 to 9 year olds than 0 to 4 year olds. That's across the country, there's a 1-to-1 ratio there, okay? A lot of people moving to Naperville right when kids start school. Why? The schools are very good. They've been losing 5-year-olds for decades, and the population of Chicago has been shrinking for decades, and the tax base is going down.
Right. In school choice, charter schools have been around now for almost 20 years. In places, in districts, or in areas where there's a lot of online education, where there's a lot of charter school, where there's more choice than there used to be, do you see those residential patterns changing?
So we have a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to study a school in Santa Ana, California, which is in Orange County, the Orange County School of the Arts. Santa Ana is relatively poor, 90% minority. The school moved there from Los Alamitos, and Los Alamitos really said, we don't want that here, because you're bringing in kids from across the lines, and Los Alamitos is a prosperous town already. Those lines on the ground were working pretty well for them. Santa Ana had problems. The mayor of Santa Ana looked over and said, "We don't have traffic problems here, and we wish we did. Why don't you come here?" And they moved into a building on Main Street in Santa Ana, and then they grew spectacularly. There are almost 2,000 students in the Orange County School of the Arts. But the mayor was really visionary. His name's Miguel Pulido. Really visionary, he brought in two other charter schools. Today, in an area that was really completely blighted, there are 3,500 children going to school within two blocks of Main Street. And in addition, the entire downtown area has begun to revitalize. A lot of people don't even realize what was there first. That charter school that came in when nothing else would, and the reason it did was because the rents were really low, and they needed cheap space.
What do you say to people who are, the real reason that schools in cities are terrible is because we're not spending enough money on them. If we just pump more money in, maybe even taking it from the suburban districts, pump them into the existing schools, and then problem is solved.
Well, I'll give you another example. Kansas City, Missouri. Back in the late 1960s, Kansas City had 77,000 children in the Kansas City school system. This year, it's less than 17,000. Where did the other 60,000 children go? Well, if you look out in Overland Park, there are 33% more 5 to 9 year olds than 0 to 4 year olds out there, and that school district's almost as big as Kansas City school district now. At one point, Kansas City spent more money per student than any school system in the country. It was impossible to spend enough to keep people from moving out of the city because people wanted choices.
Bart, thanks for talking to us. This is a really fascinating argument. It's always,
when you talk about school choice, when you talk about environmentalism, a lot of times you don't hear new things. This is totally a novel way of thinking about the issue.
Well, when I first presented this sort of idea at a conference to economists, I had two economists later say, you know, it's really obvious, I just didn't think of it. And almost everyone I've talked to since then has said, it's really obvious. And yeah. I don't know if I'm insulted or not, but it's really obvious.
For economists, that's like the highest compliment, right? That it's really obvious that I didn't think of it. Well, thank you so much, Bart Danielson.